sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
And good morning. This is Prayer and Share, and we're so glad you joined us. I have Karen and Dave with me. Say good morning. And we went on air this morning at about 6 o'clock with a time of devotions, and we're just checking in. We have a couple minutes before we go into our next program. And want to let you know, we started with $3,000 in matching funds. Want to thank Shirley for that $200 donation and Tim for that $20 donation. The number is 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And this is WCNO.
Set free from fear. I'm not talking about angels. I'm talking about saints that are listening to things that are causing them to fear. And so we're going to nip fear in the bud. We're going to curse fear at the root. Amen? Because first of all, you have not been given a spirit of fear. Amen. Coronavirus, 5G, Iran, Russia, China, your neighbor. Tell somebody, no fear here. We started something that Wednesday night. God gave me a message I entitled Covered. And when we started into that, and then he began to show me some other things to add to it. I'm going to go back to that at some point in time and continue in that, because it's so important to know that we are covered. Promises are activated by faith. You can know something in doctrine and never actually possess it. You may know it, but you don't necessarily believe it. You've not acted upon it. You see, things are, these promises must first be believed, then received, then obeyed. Amen. I'm reminded of Asa, the king, who was ultimately diseased in his feet. But what's interesting about that particular portion of scripture in Kings, I'm not sure, I don't have it in front of me, I apologize, but you can look it up, is that the Bible says he was diseased in his feet, but he sought not unto the Lord, but unto the physicians. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me tell you something, the pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, and the majority of doctors, whatever they're practicing, they're not bent on your being healed. Amen. They want you to be dependent on something the rest of your life, so the money will keep rolling in. If I had fear, I'd say y'all scaring me. You have to understand that. There are other ways and means. We have the Word of God. Come on, we have the Word of God. That's our first recourse. That's what we look at first. And should God direct us otherwise, then we follow that. He can use a doctor. He can use medication. But don't get so caught up in that you forget about God. He is the healer. He is the physician that's not practicing. He has the answers, the cures. Others like to medicate. You know, I like to say it this way. When you meditate, oftentimes you won't have to medicate. Holy Ghost, please preach. When you meditate, when you gather enough evidence, you oftentimes don't have to medicate. I'm not against that. Now understand, I'm not mocking or down on anyone that's doing that. That can help you through a process. Amen. But I'm saying ultimately, the object of our faith is Christ, the healer. Amen. Tell somebody, you don't have anything to be afraid of. Word of God tells us we won't see death. Uh-oh. You'll taste it, but you won't see it. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. In other words, you're not going through some dark tunnel when it's time for you to go home. Ain't no dark tunnels leading to heaven. To be absent from the body means to be present with the Lord. Do you understand there is not a shadow in heaven? Nothing shaded. It's hard to fathom. No shade. No shade trees. Everything is clear. If there were a million people, you see the millionth person just like you see the first person. That's heaven. That's our home. And we taste it should Jesus suffer it to be before he comes, but we don't see it. Amen? Yeah, I was reminded as I was studying for this message, and this is covered part two, and I titled it Under the Blood. See, in our last message Wednesday, we talked about how everything the high priest anointed with blood, the earlobe, the finger, the index finger, and the big toe, everything that was anointed with blood, then the oil was placed on it, the anointing. All right? So everywhere that you are, tell somebody, I'm covered in the blood. And because of that, there's an anointing that comes upon it. Every child of God, listen, you were saved by the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no atonement. Amen. And so we were saved through the blood. And where the blood is applied, the oil is applied. Look at someone and tell them, I'm God's anointed. The preacher is not just the anointed one. Everybody that's saved has an anointing. And my Bible tells me that it's the anointing that destroys the yoke. So you don't always need somebody praying, please pray for me. Pray my strength in the Lord. Lord, pray for yourself. Lay hands on yourself. Why? You are anointed to destroy the yokes. Cast out devils. Tread on serpents and scorpions. Pull down strongholds. Cast down imaginations, high things, anything not like God. You are anointed for it. Amen. Ah, they're waking up. Hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm anointed. You ain't the average Joe walking on the street. You're not lost. You're not a sinner saved by grace. You're a saint. A child of the living God. The apple of his eye. Have you ever gotten an eyelash in your eye? It's like, man, you know, you ain't going very far. You're going to stop and get that eyelash out. You get a little particle of dust in your eye. You got, no, child, I can't see. Well, you are the apple of God's eye. In other words, any little thing, he's right there. Oh, see, some of y'all don't know him like that. You are the apple of his eye. Any little thing get in your eye, you going to see about that. You're not going to let it stay there? That's the most sensitive part. Your entire being, your eyes, and we're the apple of his eye. I remember years ago traveling, I forget what island it was or whether it was Central America. We were traveling somewhere. But I had to have a shot. Anyway, it was a typhoid fever shot. I know for some nations, you know, you have to get certain shots, inoculations to go in there. Otherwise, you can't go in there. And this typhoid fever shot is interesting because when you get, you know, vaccinated, they just put typhoid in you. They don't put enough in you to make you sick, but you feel the symptoms. I remember after getting that shot, maybe half an hour, 45 minutes later, I got freezing cold. We were in 95, 100 degree weather, freezing cold, shivers, sweating, you know, the whole bit. I mean, it was typhoid, but it wasn't enough to make me sick. What happens is they put that in your body so that your blood cells, your white blood cells and different blood cells can start to attack it to build up an immunity. See, you got to understand why you go through some stuff. It don't take you out, but what it does is build up an immunity. Now you can go through that stuff again like it ain't nothing. Amen. That's why James said, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith is working something. It's working patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be mature. You may be perfect, lacking nothing. Stop getting down every time something come your way. God don't love me. I knew this was going to happen. God trying to build up some immunity. Amen. Amen. So you can take something. Amen. You can encourage somebody else. Amen. They coming through that same thing. You say, wait a minute, bro, let me tell you. I went through that same thing. Everything is going to work together for your good. Your brother sold you into slavery. That's all right. They sold you into your destiny. They kicked you under the bus. That's all right. God going to raise you up anyhow. What the devil means for evil, God means it for good. If you really knew, tell somebody you can't lose with the stuff I use. I'm quoting Reverend Ike, but now I ain't, you know, y'all know what I mean, right? God wants you immunized. There's a place of immunity in the spirit. Amen. The purer your heart, the more immune you are to evil. Why some saints have the enemy coming in and out of their life so much is because there's something in you. Remember those sycamines? There's a sycamine tree that you need to take out at the root.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And good morning again. This is WCNO in Palm City, and we are live with you this morning. It is Share-a-thon, and we have the team together. Karen and David are with me this morning. And right now we have matching funds that of a donation of $3,000 from an angel came in this morning, Karen. And from that, Shirley has made a donation of $20. Thank you, Sharon.